All right, so I want to start this episode off talking to, about a quick story. Very quick story, very old story, but I need to mention it in order to, you know, give this episode some context. So a long time ago when I used to work on a team, you know, back when I was a W-2 employee, we would, it would be a bunch of us, we were supporting the government, it was a contractor, and we had to... Because we were supporting the government, we had to provide a regular monthly report. And this report was done on a spreadsheet. It would become like, you know, maybe there's like a week left before the month is over. Someone would send us the spreadsheet. We'd get it in email. They'd tell us, you know, hey, make sure you download this, update your portion, and send it back. This spreadsheet was loaded with mad colors, and it had a ton of information on it. It had the information that I put on there last time. It had the information that everybody put on there last time, and it had the information of anybody who had put their updates on it this time. It was just it had a lot of stuff going on. So I became one of the problem children who wouldn't make the updates. And it wasn't just flat out, you know, not making the updates. It was really just me making them super late. So let's say that they sent them on a Tuesday because the next week, Tuesday, was going to be the end of the month. So they sent it on this current Tuesday, wanting us to get it back to them in like a day or two so they have enough time to review and prepare it and send it to the government in the next week. I was the guy who by the following Tuesday still wouldn't have turned it in. So now I'm getting emails. Thurman, what's going on? I'm getting calls. Thurman, what's going on? We need you to put in your update. And I'm just dragging my feet simply because the whole process was frustrating. You know what I mean? It was, like I explained, multicolored spreadsheet with a bunch of columns that were some, I think some rows were hidden, some columns were hidden. It was just a whole, it was too much admin. I couldn't just go in there and write my updates and then move on. So yeah, I became the problem child. Or there's no way I was the only one. So I'm going to say one of the problem children, like I mentioned before. Anyway, used to get the spreadsheet, used to always be late. And then the other thing that would happen is that I would rush in there, try to give some super quick updates and turn it back in. Because I was just like, I don't even want to look at the spreadsheet. I don't want to interrupt what I'm doing. I got a lot going on. I'm super busy. I don't want to take time out of my day to do something that I was like, there is absolutely no way that you're providing this report to somebody who's actually sitting there and going through this and reading this. I was 100% wrong about that, but that was my thought process. I was like, if I look at this, I wouldn't provide this to somebody and say, hey, this is your ability to go through and see what the contractors are doing over the previous month to support the government. There's no way. But I was wrong about that, like I said. So, yeah, I'm problem child, right? So then the other problem I had was that I knew that this thing could be done better. So I knew I was contributing to just what was just a jacked up process. And I could have done something about it. But again, I'm busy. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot going on. And I couldn't make it better. And it was just torture. But torture is extra. But you know what I mean. Anyway, this wasn't the only team that I worked for where this has been a problem. I know of another team that I didn't work for where it's been a problem. I know in the past with other contracting companies that I was with supporting the government, they had their own weekly or monthly or whatever process to collect information from us and then have us turn it in and then they create a report and give it into the government. I'm here today to talk about how we can make that process better using SharePoint. And why we should make that process better. Welcome to the SharePoint Help Desk Podcast. I am your host, Thurman Trotman. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm off my soapbox. At least I think I am. You know what I mean? About the weekly activity report or your monthly activity report or your daily activity form or whatever you call it. If you have a process where you're sending out some type of document asking for people to give their input on what they did for the past month or the past week, or if you're going daily, if you're going that crazy, the past day, whatever. I'm here to talk about how to smooth that over with SharePoint. So a couple things here. I want to talk about what we would do. And it's, you know, it's the same basic process that I like to explain for a lot of processes. How we would fix this process is by creating a site, putting the information that we need on that site, and then taking a link to that site and sending it out through email for people to come back to the site and interact and do what they need to do at the site. For instance, if I'm in charge and I have a team of people that I need to give me an update so that I could turn it into the government, I'm going to take one link because I've created this page. Let me walk you through what it would look like instead of what it looked like for me when I was on one of these previous teams. I create a site. I take the link. I send it out to my team a week before the month is over. I say, hey, everybody, visit the site. Make sure you leave your inputs. Be as detailed as possible. Any questions, reach out. Right? So they get the link. They click on that link inside of their email. Then they land on a page. This page says, you know, monthly activity report for June is due on this date. Click below to begin entering your updates. I click a button that opens up a new page. It's a form. And on this page, it says, I pick a drop down, and that says month of. So I pick June because I'm doing my June updates. Then the next field says, enter your updates, be as detailed as possible. So I go in, I'm flying. I did this, I did that, you know what I mean? I'm typing in all my updates and bulleted. It looks nice and bulleted, you know what I mean? It's all good. I put in my inputs, I hit save, I am done. Now, when I hit that save button, an email goes to my supervisor and it says, hey, Thurman just submitted his updates. That's optional. It doesn't have to happen, but that can happen. Email goes to my supervisor. It says, hey, Thurman is into his updates. I actually forgot to include one thing. Before I get ready to enter my June updates, I see plain and simple right in front of me what I entered in May, what I entered in April, what I entered in March. So I kind of have an idea of what I've been putting in for these previous months. And I could piggyback off of that, or I could copy and paste if necessary. The point is, right before I enter my updates, I could see what I've been doing or what I've been entering for the past month, right? I enter my updates, I hit save, I'm good to go. The supervisor gets an email. Okay, now, supervisor, regardless of how many emails he's getting, he says, let me go check the site and see what's going on. He knows he has 10 directs that report to him, so he's looking for 10 reports. Goes to the site, he sees there's 8 reports. That's fine. But these 8 reports are nice and neat inside of a nice, neat report for him. He doesn't have to comb through a bunch of a multicolored, hidden column, hidden row spreadsheet or a Word document that can't even collect this information like that. He's looking at a SharePoint list that has grouped his updates by his directs. He can see them right down the line. And he recognizes who has and who hasn't submitted them. So right now, he knows he has 8 updates for the month of June. He's waiting on 2. And it's fine because, you know, it's only been, you know, less than 24 hours. All right. Good to go. That's his process. Once the other 2 come in, they put their information in. He gets 2 pings. He's like, okay, good. They're good to go. That's it. That's the process. He's not now going to a site to go compile the information he's been getting. He's not combing through emails to see who has sent him back what. He's not looking on his desktop trying to find the latest version of this, that, and the third. None of that is happening. All he's doing is going to a site, looking at June, and seeing what has been done, and he's good to go. If he feels like exporting June out into a spreadsheet, he could do that too. The point is he could look right through there and see it. So that's the what. I wanted to explain what would happen. And we've now conquered that. Like, that's what the new process would look like. Now, here are some benefits. In other words, the why you would want to do it this way. I just mentioned a few already. No more compiling, you know, attachments that you're getting through email. No more searching for items on your desktop or versions inside of your inbox. None of that stuff. That goes away. Another cool thing is that when it comes time to do what you would call like audits or one-on-ones or stuff like that, then you could easily pull that user up and look through their stuff. So this SharePoint list allows you to go there and say, all right, so Jim has his review coming up. Let's see what he's done over the past 3 months. I click a button, change the filter. It shows me all Jim's stuff, and I get to look through what he's been doing for the year. I'm like, okay, all right, good deal. I like this. This is good to go. This is what we're going to talk about. And you can use that information to do your one-on-ones, to do your audits. You can even set it up in a way where that SharePoint list matches the information that you capture inside of an audit form or your one-on-one form or whatever you call it. So that way, you have a spitting image sitting right there on SharePoint that you could just export out to your form that you would use when you do your one-on-one meeting with your direct, right? The other cool thing, there's another feature that's on SharePoint. So let's say that I submitted this used to happen to me. I would go in and I would put in my updates in that old process that I told you about. And I would get hit up all the time. Thurman, you need to put some more detail in here. Thurman, what does this mean? You wrote an acronym. What's that all about? Blah, 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 right? I'd get hit up constantly for stuff like that. That wasn't just me. It was a lot of us that always got hit up like that, right? So if Jim puts his goes to the site and submits his report for the month, I have the ability to go and write a comment on that report. So before, when I used to put in mine, if the process was updated, I'd put it in. Someone, my supervisor, she could easily come in and say and make a comment. Thurman, what does this acronym mean? Need some more detail. Once she does that on my item, an email automatically would get sent to me. And then I'd get an email, I'd see her comment, and it would say to reply or to access this item, something like that, click on this link. So we would be able to have a conversation. It would be set specific to one item, where, you know, if you're doing this in email, it's a totally different process. I'd send the spreadsheet, and then someone is going to reply all, or maybe they don't reply all. Whatever they may or may not, it's all flying through inboxes and it's not being streamlined to where it is streamlined on SharePoint, because I made a update about one specific thing. The supervisor can come in, make a comment, and I'll get notified that a comment was made, and then I can go and reply to that comment. And it's all happening based on one item that I've put inside of the system, or one update that I put inside of the system. And that's streamlined. That's how we should be working. That's the baseline of how we should be working. We should be above that, but that's at minimum. We should be doing that instead of sending out documents through emails, trying to get people to make their updates and making it super difficult for them to do that. You want to streamline the process, because if you don't, then especially new folks to the team, you're introducing these new folks to the team, right? And let's say they're people who use things like social media and stuff like that. You're introducing somebody new to the team and saying, hey, this is how we do things at the job when we make our update. We send a spreadsheet out, or we send a Word document out, or even a PowerPoint, whatever. And you make your updates, you send them back to me, I'm going to compile them. You're talking to people who use the internet. And if they use social media, then they see how simple it is to interact with other people, right? So there's like a main thing, and then there's people making comments on that main thing. And then if you know you have side conversations on that, you can do that. It's just a streamlined process of having conversations. It's better than email to have those kind of conversations. So now you're saying, I'm going to put you back in email, and we're not only going to have conversations in email all over the place, but we're going to try to run like processes through email. If I'm that new person, I'm immediately starting to hate my job, because I'm like, yo, this is 2023. What are we doing here? Why are we operating like this? Do y'all not know about, you know, the internet? You know what I mean? Like, don't have a new person to your team get there and start, you know, being Judgy McJudgerson because you are running your processes a certain way. The least you can do is streamline and start using things like SharePoint to centralize the business. That is it. That's all I got. I'm going to recap real quick. So your monthly activity report, your weekly activity report, your daily activity form, daily activity input, whatever you call it at your job, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're doing it the way that I described, which is using email and documents to run that whole process, we got to stop doing that. We want to pick a central location like SharePoint, make it easy for everybody to access that central location, put in their updates, walk away. Now, automatically, all of those updates are compiled and you can view it however you want. You want to see it by the direct, the person who put it in, we can do that. You want to filter it by month and see everybody's for the last month, you could do that. Everyone's for the last year, you could do that too. Everybody who's new to the team, let me just look at their stuff and see if they're doing it properly. You can do that too. All of that is possible. So let's move in that direction, right? So you take your activity form, put it on SharePoint, you know, make it a SharePoint process. So where we have a central location, and then make it easy for you to pull reports, make it easy for the team member to pull their own report. Because that's another thing too. Let me just mention that. If you have a situation where you have to do audits or one-on-ones with your team member, right? And there's some organizations that would do it this way. They would say, hey, I'm going to get the paperwork. I'm going to send it to you. You do your update first, team member. And when you're done, send it back to me. I'll review it. I'll add my comments. And then we'll have our meeting. Imagine how easy it would be for that team member, that direct, to go to SharePoint and just look at their report. They could easily just look at their report. They would just say, let me filter this for me. Or we could have it default to where they only see their stuff. Because, like I mentioned, that old spreadsheet used to have everybody's thing on there, which was very jumbled up and confusing. It's very annoying. So by default, the team member could come to the site, only see their updates. And they could say, you know, show me everything for the last quarter. So the last 3 months. And then right there, they look at that. They take the information out of there. They fill out their audit form or whatever you call it. And there it is. Instead of like trying to go through email and think, damn, what did I do last week? What did I do 2 months ago? We had that big project. What about the details? This, that, and third. It's all right there. If they've been doing good updates, right? So yeah, I'm going to also make a companion video to this so I can show you how to actually set this up. Or you could actually learn how to set this up by going to the SharePoint help desk and viewing my course, SharePoint 101. I talk about how to do something like this inside of the basis that I lay in that course allows you to do what I'm talking about. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. I hope this was helpful. I think it was, you know what I mean? If it was, definitely shoot me a message. I'm on LinkedIn, Thurman, Therman, Trotman. Very easy to find. Or just go to the sphelpdesk.com. That's where I'm at. All right. Appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. I see you in the next episode. Thanks.